G'day, Pickles.
Hello, Stanford.
Well, Percy tricked us into working while the inspector was here, all right.
Yes, he certainly did. I didn't know it was a plot.
No, neither did I.
Hi, Stanford.
Hi?
It's Bottomley at the window.
Stanford?
Yeah?
Percy in there yet?
Percy? No, not yet.
Okay, I'll be with you in a bit.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know. He apparently wanted to know Dr. Pym was here.
Well, he could have come in and had a look, couldn't he?
I wouldn't be surprised if he's up to some mischief.
Well, Strike, I reckon he'd better be careful.
Oh, here he is now.
G'day, fellas, how are you?
I'm fine,
well,
thanks,
Bottomley. What's eating you?
Nothing.
Strike, what's that you've got?
Yes, what are you doing with that notice board?
You'd better be careful, Bottomley.
Yes, Dr. Pym will be watching you today.
Now, wait a minute. Keep your hair on.
But what's that thing you've got there?
Well, what does it look like?
It looks like a notice board.
Sure, yeah. And that's what it is. A notice board.
Morning tea served here. Sandwiches, scones, biscuits with tea or coffee, thruppence.
Thruppence? And what's that, enter without knocking?
Sure.
Good heavens, what's all that about?
Yeah, what are you doing with that?
Well, you remember what Percy did to us, don't you?
Huh?
He told us last lesson that sob story he turned on was all baloney.
Baloney?
Yeah. It was just a plot to make us behave ourselves while the inspector was here.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But what about it? What of it?
He was just being a wise guy. A plot-to-end plots, he call it.
Yeah.
And he reckoned there'd be no more plots in this classroom at all.
Yes, I know he did.
Yeah? Well, this is one I worked out that'll give him a bit of a headache.
How do you mean?
I'm going to slip out before he gets here and stick this notice board up in front of the school.
Huh?
Oh, good heavens, what for?
What for? Well, also the lesson will have people coming in for more than two.
Strike, you'll cop it, Bottomley.
Yes, you shouldn't do that.
Oh, rat. If he can trick us, we can trick him.
Yes, but all the same, I don't
think... It's his own fault. He asked for it.
Asked for it?
Yeah. He almost dared us to think of a plot to interrupt the lesson.
Yes, I know he did, but that's no reason why you should think of one.
Fine. Why not?
Because if he finds out, you're going to regret it.
Yeah? Well, he'd better not find out.
No. But anyhow, where are you going to make the morning tea?
Well, I thought that...
Aye? Where are you going to make it?
Oh, now don't be a fill all your life. I'm not going to make any. They'll just come in, find out they're in the wrong place, and go away again.
Oh, I see.
And that's all we want, people interrupting the lesson.
Yes,
but if you ask me, I think the whole idea is
now, wait a minute, keep your hair on, hold your horses.
Hey, Bottomley, there's Dr. Pym now.
Hi?
Look, through the window, he's over by the bike shed.
Yeah, there he is. You're too late.
Too late?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'll slip out the door and scram around behind his office.
Well, Strike, you better hurry.
Yes, go on, hurry.
He won't see me all this week.
He won't be too sweet if he gets caught.
No, I'll say he won't.
Dr. Pym's coming across the yard now.
Did he see Bottomley?
No, I don't think so. He's looking at a book.
Strike, well, that's just as well.
Yes, he certainly took a risk.
Yeah, and he's still taking a risk if you ask me.
Yes, I know.
And I don't reckon that he ought to...
Careful, Stanford. Here's Dr. Pym now. Quiet.
Strike.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, as you probably realize, it's some time since we've had an organized lesson in this classroom.
Yes, sir.
The inspector's visit, quite naturally, took up a considerable amount of our time. And so now we must push on and make up the time that we've lost.
Yes, sir.
We'll go back to what we were doing before the inspector's visit, namely poetry.
Poetry? Yes, that's right.
Take out your poetry books and we'll where's Bottomley?
He's just, who, sir?
Bottomley.
Bottomley, sir?
Yes, Bottomley.
Strike, Bottomley's not here yet, sir.
No, so I noticed.
I wonder where he is.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Perhaps we'd better start without him, sir.
Yes, sir.
But he... He should be here by now.
Yes, sir. But he probably won't be long, sir.
No, he should have just about finished by now, sir.
Finished? Finished what?
Well,
go on, Stanford. What did you mean?
Well, I just meant
well,
that...
Well, here he is now, sir.
How is he?
Right, I'm sorry I'm late, sir. Oh, I thought I'd never get here.
Bottomley, have you been up to any funny business?
Funny business?
No, sir, of course he has.
And how do you know Stanford?
He doesn't know, sir.
He's probably having a dizzy spell or something.
Bottomley, you mind your own business and stop talking like a nanny goat. Before you came in, then, Stanford said that you ought to just about be finished. And I want to know what it was that he thought that you would have finished.
I didn't think he'd finished anything, sir.
Didn't you? Well, why did you say that?
Well, it was just an ordinary sort of remark, sir.
An ordinary sort of remark?
Yes, sir, like his breakfast. I thought he'd probably get here before long, because he'd just about finished his breakfast.
What? Breakfast?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sure, I finished my breakfast.
Yes, and I should think you had finished your breakfast.
Why, sir?
Why? Well, I... because... Stanford, are you just trying to get me into an argument?
No, sir, of course I'm not.
Well, why make an idiotic remark like that? Why would I think he'd finished his breakfast? You've only got to look at the time. It's nearly time for morning tea.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Exactly.
Shouldn't be long now.
No, but Stanford here is such a numbskull, he thinks it is still breakfast time.
Yeah, but he's a dilser.
Yes, I know he is.
He doesn't know what day it is, let alone the time.
Yes, I do. You pipe down, Bottomley.
Yes, and you keep quiet too, Stanford.
Yeah, I'll sign.
Well, don't you say anything, Bottomley. You're in trouble already for being late. So don't make things any worse for yourself. I'll see you about your late arrival after school. In the meantime, take out your poetry book, and we'll get on with the list.
Poetry. Where's my book?
And
now,
hurry up about it, too.
Yes, sir.
Now, if everybody is ready...
Just sit down anywhere, dear, and I'll call the waitress.
The,
Strike, who's this?
I don't know. Excuse me, madam.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Yes, I should think so.
But I thought this was... Oh, please excuse us. We've made a mistake. We must be in the wrong place.
Yes, I think you are in the wrong place.
I really don't know how that could have happened.
No.
Come along, dear. We'll have some when we get down further.
Well,
good heavens. Who was I?
I haven't got the slightest idea.
It looked like a lady with a young daughter, sir.
Did it?
Yes, sir.
But what might have come in here?
What it looked like to me.
Oh, I could see very well it was a young lady with a daughter. But what on earth possessed them to come in here?
Probably looking for somebody else, sir.
Yes, that's most likely what they were doing, sir.
I see.
Shall I run after him and find out, sir?
Yes, you chase him down the... No! Look, sit down in your place there, Stanford, and keep quiet. Obviously, they made a mistake. However, they didn't disturb us for long, so we can now get on with our work.
Yes, sir.
I've got the whole lesson planned out, so don't let's get put off the track by a silly little interruption like that.
No, sir.
That's what I reckon. Yeah. Fancy letting a little thing like that disturb
Bottomley, there's no need for you to start making a speech. All you have to do is open your poetry book and give me your attention.
Somebody at the door, sir.
At the door?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell him to go away.
Sure. Come in.
Yes, come in. No, wait a minute. I didn't mean that at all, you idiot.
You say, old chap, can you make it snappy?
Yes, well, I'll be as quick as I can.
I'm in a bit of a hurry, do you see?
Yes, I see. What?
Just a quick cuppa and I say, have we got any of those dry biscuits?
Dry biscuits?
Yes, you know them things. You sort of put wads of butter all over them.
But I... you put wads of butter all over what?
Those dry biscuits.
Do you?
Aye, certainly. Well, the dear old maybe used to anyhow.
Did she?
Rather, old man, rather.
But
lots of butter, nothing like
listen,
it. All over the top of the...
Listen, wait a minute. What on earth are you talking about? What's all this rot about dry biscuits?
Have you got any?
Well, have I got any dry biscuits?
Yes, rather.
No, I haven't got any dry biscuits. In fact, I haven't got any biscuits at all.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
Well, good Lord, what sort of place is this?
Well, I don't know what sort of a place you were expecting, but this happens to be a school.
A school?
Yes, a school.
Well, what sort of morning tea do you expect to serve here?
Morning tea?
We could do a nice plate of chalk.
Yes, would you care for a plate of chalk?
Or a bottle of ink?
Yes, or a bottle of ink.
No, this place is delightful.
No, wait a minute. What's going on in here?
This
bloke appears to be disturbing the lesson, sir.
Yes, he certainly does.
But I say, old chap, I had no idea this was the school.
Well, look, don't old chap me. Get out of here before I call the police.
The police?
Yes, the police.
Perhaps I'd like a plate of chalk.
Yes.
Well, that's all there is, so if they don't like it, it's too bad.
Possibly, if you want me to give you the cane, my boy, you're going the right way about it. Yes, oh.
And my dear, she looked positively frightened.
Oh, she usually does.
I said to Hilda, who was with her at the time, I said, Hilda, will you just look at that Robinson woman? And Hilda said, my dear, it's not true. I said, yes, it is, my dear, it must be, and it was. Of course, it was last year's hat she was wearing anyhow, and it was pushed right off her face, sort of halo effect. Actually, she was trying to make herself look like Deanna Durbin, when I know for a positive fact she's 43 if she's a day.
Oh, she must
be. Of course she is, my dear. You know her sister, Millie. Well, Millie is 38. She's been married for 10 years, and she was 28 when she was married. And I know she's at least 5 years older than Millie.
Oh, it's
Liz. A table for two, please.
Yes, I'll
of course, Millie's got no dress sense either. Have you seen Mrs. Jossie fur coat she's been wearing lately? She tried to tell Peter it was musquash. Musquash my eye. I know rabbit when I see it, my dear. You can't believe a word that woman says.
No, I know.
No, the whole family the same. Shall we sit down here somewhere?
I break it down, lady. That's Marshall.
I'm sorry. You can't believe a word any of them say.
Well,
that Mrs. Robinson told me she'd been invited to Thompson's dinner party, and she wasn't at all. I know Ivy, and Ivy wouldn't have her in the house. And anyhow, I don't blame Ivy a bit. The woman talks too much, for one thing.
Everything
that happens will be in the paper. Her sister-in-law, you know, writes some sort of gossip page, and they're as thick as thieves, my dear. Thick as thieves.
But it's not as though
she'd say anything sensible either, because she's so catty. That's the trouble with her, so catty.
Excuse me. Look, would you be good enough to tell me what you're doing here?
Oh, beg your pardon?
What do you want?
Well, if you're going to be insulting, my good man, we don't want anything.
Well, would you mind very much leaving?
I certainly will leave.
Thank you.
There are plenty of other places, you know. I don't know how you expect to do any business if you're going to insult people.
My dear lady, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm not here to do business.
What?
This happens to be a school.
A school?
Yes, a school.
Oh, my dear, we've come to a school.
Hello.
There's Mr. Snoodles, sir.
Mr. Snoodles?
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Snoodles.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Well, I never that all there.
Yes, exactly. We're all
I
mad.
Was wondering if I could have some, too.
What? Look, would somebody mind telling me just what is happening? What on earth are you doing in here, Mr. Snoodles?
I thought I'd have some myself.
Have some what yourself?
Some morning tea.
Morning tea?
Yes. I suppose it's for charity or something, is it?
Charity?
Well, the notice board doesn't say so, but I thought
Wait a minute. What notice?
There's a notice out the front saying that morning tea is being served here for 3 pence.
What?
Yes, quite so. That's what my friend and I came in for. But we certainly didn't expect to be insulted.
No, neither did I.
So what are they talking about?
Well, I don't know.
You can't get morning tea at a school.
No, sir, of course you can't.
No, sir.
I reckon all these people must be crackers.
Don't you talk to me like that, young man.
No, look, you hold your tongue, Bottomy, and stop being rude. There's apparently some mistake somewhere.
Yes, apparently there is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and do you know anything about that notice, Bottomy?
I know. So what notice? Doesn't strike you. You don't think I'll put up a notice, do you, sir?
I don't know, Bottomy, but I intend to find out.
It's somebody else, sir. Strike, it's your girlfriend, Bottomy. It's Daphne.
Hello, Rufus.
Strike, Daphne, will you go away?
Listen, Daphne, I thought I told you to keep away from this school.
Oh, but I don't have to keep away today, do I?
No, and why not?
Well, the notice says you're serving morning tea.
Oh, so you've seen the notice too, have you?
Yes, of course I have. I helped to paint it.
Oh, I see. What?
Hey, break it down, Daphne. Break it down. No, she never said. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
You keep quiet, Bottomy, or I'll hit you over the head with this table.
Have I said anything wrong?
Oh! No, you haven't. You helped Rupert paint it now, didn't you?
Yes. Well, you said he had to paint it.
Yes, I thought so.
Right, sir, I've got
it. It was you.
I'd better get out of here quick.
Come back here, Bottomy. Come back here. Come back immediately.
Oh, wait for me, Rupert.
He's gone, sir.
Well, this is all good.
We'll all regret this. Just wait till I get my hands on that boy next lesson. He'll regret it.
Well,
good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. In fact, I'll catch him now.
Did you ever see anything like it? Well, let's go down to Jones and have something there.
I say we'd better go too.
You never know if anything nice.
Well, that's a funny one.